Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
It's episode 57.
Yes.
Almost right. Summer.
Almost summer, so our next one will probably be our anniversary podcast.
Yeah, and yet the stories have been kind of boring and lame. So not really excited for summer.
There's nothing on the horizon that we know of that's worth getting worked up about.
There's got to be something. Somebody's got to die soon. Nobody's died for a while.
I don't think it's going to be somebody die, but I think that there's going to be... There's so many new young characters. They finally got some youngsters in.
Yeah, and that's true.
There's going to be some kind of...
Pool orgy?
Perhaps. I was going to say kidnapping. Hostage situation.
You know where my mind goes.
Or a mystery of some kind. You know, something.
Yeah.
You know.
sure.
Forbidden love.
Forbidden love.
They haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, that's true.
They haven't had a forbidden love in a while.
I could see that.
You know, Sharon and Victor don't really count because...
No.
We've been waiting for that for years.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So, for people who are married but not in love, we could talk about Daniel and Daisy.
Yeah. Because Daisy had custody, or has custody, of...
Baby Lucy.
Lucy. And,
you totally forgot her name.
I totally forgot her name. I'm like, what the heck is the baby's name? I don't even know. Yeah. And, you know, everybody's in an uproar about it. Daniel doesn't get any custody. Mm-hmm. I think he lost his visitation or something. I missed something.
Yeah, I missed something along there, too. But all of a sudden, Daniel was out.
Yeah.
And Phyllis had been out, and it was just Daisy, and it was like, whoa.
And
really?
Without...
She's the most competent parent that the court could find?
Well, clearly the courts aren't very competent based on experience.
True.
But without really any warning, he just went and proposed to Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
I think playing on the idea that she thinks they're going to be some happy family.
Oh, yeah.
But he didn't tell Phyllis or really anybody.
Because he knew that they would talk him out of it.
Yeah.
And have a court order restraining him from marrying her. Can you do that? If you don't have actual cause, can you legally keep someone from marrying?
Otherwise, I'm sure there would
idea?
Be.
Yeah, they would have brought that up already.
That'd be a reality show.
Yeah. So they just went down to the courthouse, though.
Yeah, they eloped.
Yeah.
And it was like the night of the wedding. Phyllis found out, but Daniel pretended like he had champagne and he was like, oh, let's drink. And he got Daisy totally plowed and he just pretended to be drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when she passed out, he ran down to Jimmy's and was making out with Eden.
Yeah, which is
not
okay.
No.
And I feel bad for Eden. I really do.
Because she even asked, she said, wait, are you married? And he went, or she said,
I thought you were with someone, or I thought you and Daisy.
She said, are you going to marry Daisy? Mm-hmm. And he got this funny look on his face, and he goes, no, because
he
already did.
He's a slime ball. Yeah, that's not cool at all.
So then Phyllis, in the meantime, goes over to their apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Daisy's apartment.
Where Daisy's passed out.
Completely passed out.
Who's watching Lucy?
Yeah, right? Exactly. Okay. So he left the baby in the other room with, like, completely unconscious mother to make out with another chick.
Mm-hmm. Who he had no prior
He's a horrible
history.
Father.
Yeah. Well, and it's not like, you know, he and Eden were a couple before this. It was just kind of a, oh, hey, I'm not related to you. Ah.
They've been, friends with benefits, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of their deal.
Yeah.
So Phyllis shows up. Wakes up Daisy and is like, are you kidding? Like, you're totally wasted. The baby's where?
Yeah.
Face down somewhere.
He was playing in the fireplace.
Yeah. And Daisy is still drunk and, I don't know, they're kind of arguing.
Drunk enough, to be honest.
Yeah, right?
You married me. Mother-in-law, get out.
Yeah. So Phyllis kind of gets Daisy cleaned up a little bit. They grab the baby and they decide to go down to Jimmy's to find Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Mid makeout,
right? Which is no less than he deserves. I mean,
yeah.
Really?
But that was so cruel in a way to Daisy and Eden.
And Eden,
yeah, just the two of them. Like,
I don't have a problem with cruelty against Daisy because
she's pretty bad.
Yeah,
but even still,
this
I don't know.
Is
he's
tacky.
Like, yeah, it's just like mind games to make her more crazy. Like when you get imprisoned in your old amusement park cage, just don't think that you're innocent here.
Right. Well, and what did he think was going to be the outcome? Is he just trying to drive her so nuts that she has a mental break and then he can get custody, full custody?
I have no clue what his agenda is.
Yeah. That's not been made clear. And if the summer storyline revolves around Daniel, I'm going to be really, really irritated.
Yeah.
Because I don't like Daniel to begin with. And to have him be a focus.
Or Daisy.
Or Daisy, yeah.
I don't know. It's not looking good.
No, not at all.
I have a feeling that might be the summer story.
Yeah, that Daniel kidnaps Lucy and goes on a cross-country spree and Daisy's after him. Yeah. Or vice versa.
I guess my assumption was when he married her, then he gets parental rights because, I mean, that's just automatic, right? So that was a way for him.
I don't think so, though.
Really?
Because he gave up his parental rights. Why does he suddenly have them reinstated just because he marries the mother?
I don't know.
It seems like that's a legal question for...
Did we talk about Lauren last time? The gun thing? Mm-hmm. I don't think we did.
No.
So another thing that Daisy... I mean, we all know Daisy's crazy.
Mm-hmm. She's just been on the down low with it. She's been dialing it back.
Yeah.
Controlling it.
Well, and just in this weird... Kind of like the way she was in the beginning, mm-hmm. where she played like the victim a lot.
Yeah. And we knew there was something wrong with her, but we didn't know the extent of it. She's back to playing that.
So she went into Fenmore's when Lauren and Jill were in there, and Daisy was just saying, "Oh, I really like to see Fen in his clothes when he's at school." You know, like, creepy kind of, you know, but not, like, over the top. Like, and Lauren had said, "Get out of here."
Yeah.
And Daisy was like, "But I'm here to shop."
Doesn't matter. We have the right to refuse service.
Yeah, and... I don't know. She just, Daisy kept pushing Lauren, and Lauren pulled out a gun.
From her bosom?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think she was keeping it in her purse behind the counter.
Yeah, okay.
Somewhere.
And it was a little sweet Derringer. It wasn't like a shotgun or anything.
No. No. Because she had gotten a permit. Did you see where she got a permit?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so she'd gotten a permit.
To have a concealed weapon.
Yeah. Okay. And she she said she took classes and, you know, prepared herself.
Okay.
And Jill had
to
caught
shoot
her.
Daisy when the occasion
arose. Yeah, well, I think, you know, just self-protection. Mm-hmm. Jill had caught her with the gun, like, in her office one time. And Lauren was like, "Please don't tell Michael, you know, and I'm so scared," and blah, blah, blah. And then she had also told Phyllis. So both Phyllis and Jill knew, but Michael didn't know.
That's not cool.
No. But I kind of understood her reasoning. Because in the meantime, while all that was happening, Michael's, like... I wouldn't say cavorting, but he's working very closely with Avery.
Yeah, we saw that coming.
They're like, I don't know, canoodling over law forms or something.
It's just so dry.
Exactly. And, I don't know, so when Lauren pulled the gun out on Daisy, they arrested her, and she ended up spending the night in jail. And
but why? What law had she broken?
I don't...
She had
you probably can't...
She was in her own. She was in her own business, and she had asked that person to leave.
I don't know.
Maybe I just live in the West, but in Oregon, that is totally
illegal. We're still cowboys.
It just doesn't.
They weren't at the old
time.
Not that
I'm advocating.
It wasn't a poker game.
Okay. I just think that Miss Lauren had some cause. But not that I'm advocating guns at all, ever. You know, but
well, and I think. As far as understanding, Lauren even had a restraining order against Daisy, right?
So,
I
was what was Daisy doing in the store to begin with?
Yeah. Anyway, but regardless, she was arrested, and Michael went down, and, you know, she had to explain. She had to spend the night in jail.
Oh, big hardship.
And, you know, I don't know. So then, Michael, in the meantime, was working for Victor, and he forgot to do something. You know, he's busy with Lauren, right?
Yeah,
he slipped up, and so the next morning, Victor fired him. And Michael never explained why. He never said, you know, my wife is in jail or anything. I think, and so it sounded like Michael just got lazy and didn't do something, and so Victor fired him.
Which is dumb, because... Yeah.
But this is a high-powered world. You can't just... Sleep on it.
You can't just slack off. But it just seems like they've had this relationship for so many years, and for Victor to just up and fire him without saying, you know.
Michael seems too stressed out all the time.
What's going on?
I think Because I'm not sure if he's the one I voted for, but I remember he was in the running for 2011 Most Incompetent.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I kind of didn't blame Victor at the same time. I thought Michael should have come clean.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what's keeping him from saying? I mean, what's so horrifying?
Yeah. Well, I think he's embarrassed saying, that his wife is nuts.
Well, we should all be embarrassed that our wives are nuts, but not to the point that it makes you lose your job.
Yeah. So then immediately, like, by the end of the day, Victor had hired Avery. Mm-hmm. Because
it took that long.
I'm sure that, you know, being like a criminal defense attorney can suddenly become
a corporate lawyer.
Yeah.
She does everything.
Why not?
She's, you know.
They all do.
Yeah.
Family law, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And she took the job right away, totally ignoring.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to I'm Avery Bailey Shaw, do-gooder, only work on people's cases who
people
are...
move to Genoa City and sell out. It's pretty easy.
So, jeez. So she's not working with the innocent anymore.
Yeah, she just dropped all her cases.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
those
glasses
of justice don't come cheap, I guess.
Yeah. So, but at the same time, she had consulted Michael about it, and mm-hmm. he like kind of coached her into
you
it.
Do it.
Yeah. I don't know. It was kind of weird.
Huh. Whatever. I do like their dynamic together, though, and I still want them to have an affair because Lauren bores me to tears.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked it when she pulled out that gun, though. Do it! Shoot her!
That would have been more interesting than going to jail for what appears to be not anything against the law.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so, then Daisy moved in with Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
To that rat hole
studio. No, he moved
studio. Them
to the garret.
The garret?
Which is his rat hole studio. He called it the garret. And I was like, are you kidding me? Really? What is this, La Boheme?
Yeah.
And, okay. He moves them out of the penthouse apartment where they were before because he wanted to get away from living with his mother? Is that it?
No, I think because he had told Lauren and Michael later. It was kind of like
a sly way
of getting her
building.
Away.
That's right. Okay. And Lauren was afraid to go back into the building.
Yeah.
And
like
we're going to have to buy a house and all that. Okay. Now I remember.
Yeah, exactly.
But no. That rat trap is so inappropriate for a baby of Lucy's age. She's got to be crawling and toddling by now. She's going to get into turpentine and...
eating some paint chips.
Yeah. I mean, there's
falling
gotta
down
be
the fire
nails
escape.
And splinters, and I mean, it's just like there isn't a worse set.
Well, we never see the baby anyway. I mean, it just
and
seems like they kind of come and go,
so,
and
that's true.
You never hear her. You know, they never say, "Oh, we have to go check on the baby." At least, like when Lily had the twins,
mm-hmm.
it was
she
like,
was always checking on.
Yeah,
and same with Moses. Moses, we hear on the baby monitor making little baby noises every now and again. But
Lucy is
independent. She is.
Yeah.
She's on her own, man.
She's already learned.
Yeah. She's the baby with the switchblade in her diaper.
Yeah.
Don't mess with me.
Yeah.
I'm at daycare.
So, I think, and Phyllis kept barging in on them, but then Phyllis and Nick have been real close. Like, I don't know, they kind of decided that they were... starting to
have feelings for each other again.
Yeah, again.
Like,
right.
Oh my god. Just because you're familiar with someone, you know, and you have lovely nostalgic feelings for them, doesn't mean you should remarry them.
Well, and she went into this huge depression over the loss of Lucy, like no visitation or whatever. That suddenly that Lucy is all Daisy's all the time.
Right.
And he was over like comforting her in her mass depression.
Pants.
Yes. Clearly, because...
That is not an acceptable...
Because then she ended up getting pregnant.
Yeah.
And it's a miracle!
Well, and I wonder, though, you know, there... Years ago, there was an episode of Little House on the Prairie where Mrs. Little House on the Prairie thought that she had gotten pregnant.
Like Caroline?
Yeah.
Mom?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they were all excited, and then it turned out that, oh, nope, it's just menopause. So maybe she's just going through menopause.
Although she went to the doctor.
Oh,
because
really? It's been confirmed?
She did this whole thing. There was like a week of this where the first signal that she was pregnant was...
the vomiting.
No, like, fish, like, made her ill. Oh, and the last time that she was this ill from fish, she was pregnant. And so then she took, like, a home pregnancy test, and it was positive. And even still, she was, like, not...
convinced.
Yeah. And they didn't want to tell anybody, but...
Which means, of course, you tell everyone you run into.
Well, they kept it pretty quiet. And then he proposed, I think. And so they were kind of going around telling everybody that...
they were engaged.
They were engaged.
But not that it was a shotgun engagement.
Yes. And then she went to the doctor because she wasn't... she had some sort of cramping or, I don't know, something. And she was, like, convinced she wasn't pregnant or she lost it or whatever. Yeah. And finally the doctor came and said, nope, you're pregnant and everything looks good and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So... they, Jack figured it out because he saw her get sick at shellfish or something. And
you only do that when you're knocked
out. I think then he let Nikki know and, you know.
Oh, God. Then
Then
it's like a slippery slope.
Across
to
town.
Nikki Newman, town crier.
She's like on the mountain.
Phyllis is pregnant! Again.
So now they told Summer, they sat Summer down, you know, oh, we're going to get married. And Summer had said, you should have a baby. And then they kind of looked at each other like,
phew.
And, but I even appreciated there was a moment with Summer where Summer went, are you guys like for real going to be together? Yeah. For real? And they kind of looked at each other.
This time.
Yeah, exactly.
So how old is Summer now?
She looked like she was probably 9.
Okay. All right. So that's a real...
yeah, it's still
a steady
girl.
Progression. Okay, yeah. That's good. And have we seen Finn?
Finn? Because remember he was like off in Canada?
Oh, that's right. He's with Canada
but
hiding
I think
from
they're
going
to bring him back.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, he hasn't been back. But they're supposed to be the same age, right?
Right, yeah.
So.
Okay.
They're trying to find a suitable young actor for that one.
Yeah, yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to hire a 9-year-old professional child.
No way.
Boy.
Yeah. I think we've had our fair share of really lame child actors on this show.
Yeah. Although I did see Lucy, the babies who play Lucy on another show.
How'd you know?
I could just tell. It's just look, you know, right age. Looked just like her. And I was like, oh yeah. And she's kind of, you know.
I couldn't tell.
She's, I think she has a fairly distinctive look. She just... immediately, as soon as I saw her, I was like, oh, look, it's Lucy. She's got another job. Yay. Good for her.
Although I do like Reed. I think.
Reed. Yeah, Reed's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a pretty good guy. And he's the same age as, he's younger than Summer. And.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's like 5 or 6 now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. They brought him back like momentarily, like as a surprise to Victoria a couple weeks ago. And then.
When
he was going
Baby
again.
John, was he there for like Baby
John's
little
christening
or something?
Yes, okay. Baby John. Okay. So anyway, so yeah, Phyllis is pregnant.
Okay. I'm not happy about that. I think it's ridiculous. And if they actually have her have that baby.
I'm so mean because like Thor, he could hear me watching it and he was in the other room and he goes, wait, who's talking? Who's pregnant? And I went, Phyllis. I didn't know women that old could get pregnant. You know, even though she's like not even old.
Yeah, she's not that old. It's just, it's
just
right
like she's like
character.
A grandma. Yeah, I just am not into it.
I just think the whole, it's a really bad message to send to the world that it's okay for women of her age and Nick's age to have unprotected sex like that.
In like zippered, skin tight outfits that aren't appropriate. Yeah, she's just like not a mom kind of character. But at the same time, she's got that real protective vibe. Yeah, I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I just don't
she's
think
not
it's
nurturing.
Appropriate for her to have a baby at that age.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I just don't think it goes well with the story. It's like
it doesn't fit the story. Ooh. It's like, why are they cramming this in? And it makes me wonder, well, maybe what's-her-name
She'll
is actually pregnant in real life, and they're just adding it in because of that, but... I find that hard to believe, too.
I know that so, in real life...
she has kids already, right?
But it was through a surrogate.
Oh, so that's why she kept her waist, that bitch.
So tiny.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So...
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I mean... Yeah.
Whatever.
So anyway.
I'm not on board with this pregnancy. Just saying.
I just don't know that it'll last either, though. I think it'll like, last. Well, no. She might miscarry or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I think that that would make for an interesting story. Like
because
she
the idea
miscarry,
is,
and then why?
Nick
what's the,
married her, basically,
solely,
like, you're pregnant.
Yeah.
And so I think if she lost the baby halfway through, it's like, well, really, how solid is their relationship?
Yeah,
is
it
I don't
based
think
on
it
him?
Is.
Yeah. No, I think that that would actually be kind of an interesting storyline. And
yeah.
I think that's happened before, hasn't it? Where someone was pregnant and they either...
I'm sure it has, I
yeah,
don't know.
And the other person, they sat down and said, you know, really, the only reason we were together was because of the baby and you're absolved. And the guy went, oh, thank God.
Well, Neil and Sophia, a little bit, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Kind of.
But they had the baby.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Neil and Sophia and
yeah.
how Sophia and Neil are not so much going to be together much longer.
I guess.
Hopefully. Well, okay, let's back up.
Mm-hmm.
So Sophia knew that Neil never really loved her, married her out of obligation. But
she was clinging to a dream.
Yeah, that she had hoped that he would turn it around.
Because Neil makes a lot of these, like,
proclamations.
Yeah, or like falsely sincere, you know.
Gestures.
Where he's like, I want to raise the son, and we can do it, and you know, but then like 2 hours later, his eyes are like on the cocktail waitress.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. Yeah.
She, you know, I guess I thought her character was smarter.
Mm-hmm. And stronger.
Yes.
She was real wimpy during that whole courtship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lost
was,
her spine.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I don't like you at all.
Yeah,
no
I liked
way.
Her much better when she was sassy.
Finally.
Yeah. So, anyway. But she's kind of protective at the same time because I think she saw, you know, something was between Neil and Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, but there was...
And she and Harmony's
sparks.
Around because Harmony's Devon's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so, and Devon's getting along with her mostly fine.
Yeah,
they're,
everybody
they're working things out.
Yeah. So, I missed it. I don't know how I missed it, because I feel like I was very diligent about watching all the episodes.
Right.
But I guess Harmony and Neil kissed at some point. There was,
yes.
Like, did you
was,
see it?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it later, that they had some smoochy time.
Yeah. So, and it, I don't know, whatever. And so they kind of, like, expressed that they had feelings for each other, but then
said, wait, you're married.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then Neil, like, was kind of, you know, playing that game where he called Harmony and
yeah.
she, like...
Let's talk like, some more about how we have feelings for each other that we can't express.
Yes, exactly. And Harmony was like, you know, buzz off.
Yeah.
And so Mrs. C saw Harmony
yeah.
on the phone with Neil and
mm-hmm.
Harmony kind of, you know, let loose what was going on. And so
yeah.
Mrs. C knew.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Is that when she went to Tucker and Tucker was comforting her? Because she was all down
kind
and
of.
Out.
I mean,
about...
in a way, like, because Tucker and Ashley, things weren't going so well because
mm-hmm.
he lied to Ashley about Beauty of Nature.
Right.
And Ashley had just kind of had enough. She just needed space, basically,
mm-hmm.
was
yeah.
her whole thing.
Yeah, she just needed a day
But I thought
or two
she was being kind of a bitch because, like, she wasn't returning his phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
And
she wasn't being honest and just say, I need some time.
Yeah.
Just
she was like, leave it
in
hand.
Yeah.
And she said she went out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't go out of town. And so he got really wasted at Glowworm.
Mm-hmm.
And Harmony showed up and saw how wasted he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying he was going to drive home or whatever. And she
right.
was like, no, no. Let me drive your banana yellow Ferrari home.
His
so,
testosteronous.
Yes. So she took him home, and it was like he was still pretty drunk,
mm-hmm.
and she was like all sob story about the fact that she and Neil couldn't be together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And...
So they decided to comfort each other.
Yeah, and it was kind of gross, too, though, because looking at him, he looked kind of sweaty.
Oh,
and
I don't
like,
even
like,
want to think
reeked.
About it. Yeah, I just don't even want to think about it, because, yeah, drunk Tucker
yeah.
has got to be just the epitome of all things bad about Tucker.
Yeah, so they were at his, it's like his office, you know, that has
mm-hmm.
the bed
his
in the office
apartment.
Or whatever?
Yeah.
And so in the meantime, Ashley had not gone out of town, mm-hmm. and she was kind of ready to, I think, at least listen to him.
Yeah.
So she went over there and opened up on him and Harmony together.
Oops. Sorry.
And
he didn't leave a necktie on the doorknob. That's what you get.
Yeah. That would have been pretty hilarious.
Yeah. But that story didn't
It's not like it was planned.
No, it's not like it was planned, but it also wasn't something that they were very discreet about either. Because within a couple days, everybody knew about that too.
Oh my God, totally. Well, because Ashley immediately ran off to, I think, Abby.
Mm-hmm.
And told Abby everything. And, of course, Abby's
gleeful.
Yeah.
I told you all along he was no good.
Yeah, it's true.
He's a player. Now I'm vindicated. But, oh, I'm so sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
Sucks to be you that I was right.
Yeah. And Tucker, he went over to Jack's. And it's like, Jack was still mad about the whole beauty of nature thing. Mm-hmm. He was like, I know what you did. And Tucker's like, but I didn't mean to sleep with her. And like,
whoa,
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So then Jack knew. Mm-hmm. And then Harmony goes to an AA meeting right after that. Yeah. And Nikki and Mrs. C are in the... Yeah. So she's basically telling her story to the town crier, mm-hmm. like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty much everybody knew.
But... if it was in an AA meeting...
Oh, it's supposed to be confidential,
Nobody leaves this room, but it's Nikki. Okay.
Yeah, it's Nikki. Right. Come on.
Well, then, is that when Mrs. Chancellor kicked her out of the house? Kicked Harmony out?
Yeah, because Tucker also... Or Harmony in her AA meeting, though, mm-hmm. because she had just said, I slept with a married man, and it was wrong. Okay. So Mrs. C thinks
didn't
it's Neil.
It was. Yeah,
and
right.
so she...
kicked her out for sleeping with that.
I can't even remember. Something like that.
That makes more sense.
Eventually, Harmony, said it was Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mrs. C took her back, realizing she'd made a mistake.
Yeah.
Because she also gave Neil his toll talking to.
Right.
I saw that. You are such a slaze.
Yeah. He's like, I know, but wait, why this time?
Yeah.
Specifically,
yeah.
The slaves were doing what?
Yeah. And,
well, and Devon found out, and he's all pissed at Tucker
and Harmony.
And Harmony again. And there was a big concern that Harmony was going to start using again.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why Mrs. C took her back in and said, okay,
she's
overreacted. Please don't use. And Harmony's like, wait, I wasn't.
Well, and they even had a scene where Harmony was in Jimmy's,
mm-hmm.
and it was like her old drug dealer or something showed
up. Into her. Yeah, that's right.
And,
Boy, he was a stereotype of everybody.
Oh my God, for real, that's what I was going to say.
Super
like,
offensive.
Oh my God, totally. And he was trying to sell her drugs, and Sarge saw that she had said
had
no.
Turned him down. Yeah.
And, because they had shared some AA meetings together, too, mm-hmm. or something. So, I don't know.
Yeah. I think Sarge was just there to be the witness.
Yeah.
And then...
to her... good deeds. Because everybody just kind of assumes the worst of her.
Right.
Granted, she just slept with a married man, right?
Yeah, right. So, but she didn't use heroin while she was doing it, so.
And she went over to Ashley's
and,
pleaded Tucker's case, like, no, really, I was wrong and I'm horrible, but he loves you.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think, and Ashley, when she confronted Tucker, she said, you have been saying all along that you weren't the marrying type. There's a reason you never got married, and now you just
He just didn't
it.
Know he had to handle it. It was kind of the thing. Like, he's not, I think...
he's never been in that situation before where he had to be faithful to someone.
And
he doesn't know how to do it.
He was totally wasted.
Mm-hmm.
He was upset because she was totally, rejecting him.
Mm-hmm.
And, like...
and he really didn't know or acknowledge why.
Yeah.
So, it just doesn't, make it okay.
It was just really immature for a man of 75.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I imagine that they'll get back together, though. And
I don't know.
Harmony. Oh, God.
Oh,
no.
You called it.
No.
I don't think they got to finish.
Awesome.
Well, I'm just saying, Ashley walked in. Midway, so
there's hoping.
Yeah.
Ugh. God, I just don't know.
We do need some baby daddy drama, though. There is none of that right now.
No, we don't.
Yes! No. It's my favorite.
I know, but...
being judgmental. That's why I watch this show, damn it.
Well, and then Neil can raise another man's... Oh, look, Tucker's baby again.
Oh! Yeah.
They can name
why aren't you the writer of this show?
I ask myself that over and over again.
The writers right now are like, damn it, she already called
it.
Spoiler.
God, who is this genius? All right, so we'll see what happens with Tucker and Harmony.
So then in the meantime, Sophia, she hears about Tucker and Harmony too.
Right. Yeah.
And it kind of, for her...
it just cements the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I think that she heard, you know, she heard about Tucker and Harmony. Okay, how does that relate to me? Well, it doesn't, because it's not my husband.
Yeah.
But it's, my husband totally wishes that he had been the one.
Because he admitted to her that they had a kiss, he and Harmony.
Right.
And that he had feelings for her, and... he was like, you know, you and I, we never married for love. Yeah. And it's like he was trying to...
he was trying to get her to say, yeah, you're right, I'm done.
But I think he was trying to say, you're right, let's keep this thing going where we all live together and have like a family kind of thing. But I'm going to get mine on the side. I don't know.
So you think he was asking for an open marriage?
Yeah, I think so.
Good for him.
Really?
I think so. I think it would be...
I think he was just a dumbass to do the whole thing to begin with.
Yeah, but now that he's locked into it, at least have the courage to ask and say, you know what, before we get divorced and before I have to lie and have the affair,
okay,
since we're not that couple, how would you feel if I...
wherein she crushes his head.
Right. I don't see Sophia going along with it. But
not so much.
Props to him for at least asking.
But anyway, she...
she's a newbie.
She basically files for divorce. Mm-hmm. And that's where they left it. They don't show him, like, signing it or anything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's like, where's my pen?
Right. Where can I just spit on this and call it in?
But I don't, you know... in a way, like, I kind of wonder if once Neil is free, will he and Harmony even be an item? Because you know how that works.
That's not at all interesting. The two single people get
together,
right?
Exactly.
That's why I think she's going to be pregnant. Mm.
I like the idea of her and Sarge getting together for...
I had hoped for them.
A night.
Right?
Maybe not like a formal couple or anything, but... yeah.
In the break room.
I like Sarge.
I like Sarge too.
It's so lame, but I like him.
No, I like him too, and the more I see of him, I like him. I wish that the actor wouldn't use quite so much Botox, because that's distracting for me. But I think that if he and Harmony get together, it's
didn't
too
you say
much
they
of,
used to
yeah,
work
it's,
together?
Yeah, they were both on All My Children for 20 years, and so I think it's too soon for them to get together as a couple, because then it would just be their same old characters.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, coming over.
Well, how about Sarge and Sophia?
Sarge and Sophia? Sarge and... I like Sarge with Ashley.
I was thinking the same thing.
You know, Sarge and Ashley.
Yeah, I can see that. Because she, like,
she
respects him.
Yeah, she used to go out with Neil, so...
yeah.
You know.
Okay. I don't know. We'll see where if he gets more time.
Or Sarge with Abby? Abby's got so few pros. What do you mean, ew?
Sarge with Abby?
Sure.
He's like old, and she's like young.
No, she's been aged up so many times in the show.
I
don't even know how old she's
supposed
to be.
26 or 27. She's in her 20s. There's no way she's in her 30s. And he is definitely...
I don't know. I think that she's... I would... if I had to age her, I would put her at like 27, 28. And yeah, he's way too old for her, but I still think she's got so few options of men that she's not related to in that town.
I guess.
Just, she's got to date somebody.
You could date your second cousin.
No, they would never do that on this show.
I know.
Is she's related to Ricky? No, she's not related to Ricky,
but
he's
that's
crazy.
But Carmine.
And Carmine, they had kind of come and gone.
Yeah, and today they had, or maybe it was yesterday or something, they were like, you know, teasing her. Oh, you totally have a crush on Carmen. And she was like, no, I don't.
You have a crush on him.
Yeah, so. What about Kevin? She's not related to Kevin.
No, yeah, that'd work. I think maybe that's why they've been showing her and Chloe having so many conversations and meetings and stuff.
Devon.
And
just she likes Devon. Time.
Yeah. Devon wasn't interested, though. And he's with Roxy.
Sure he is.
He's with the girlfriend we never see. That's fine. Mm.
Well, let's talk about Ricky.
Okay. He's crazy.
Crazy.
He's not sane. And I know we had talked in the past about how there were too many crazy women on the show, and where were the crazy men? So thank you, writers, for giving us the crazy man.
I agree. And I think he's doing a good job with it.
Yeah. He's picked up where Adam left off when Adam was crazy. Remember when Adam was crazy and it was super interesting?
Yeah, and I actually think Ricky is more interesting as crazy because...
He's got the crazy backstory.
Yeah.
We know his mom was crazy.
And even the way he acts, it's like he's kind of like remorseless. Like you don't, like he's a wild card.
Yeah. I mean, he would do horrible things without really thinking much about it. Whereas Adam always had too much of a conscience. He would do crazy things and then feel bad about it.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
But Ricky's just like, you know.
Using and abusing wherever he can. So he, you know, last time we had talked, he had just slept with Daisy, and we were like, what's that about? Well, basically, you know, he had gotten her to confide all her sneaky little things she'd done. I think because she had, when Daniel had a visitation with Lucy, Daisy had set up Lucy being taken or something. Right. So under Daniel's watch. And so it made him look like a really bad parent. And I think that's why he lost his visitation.
That's what it was. Yeah.
So Ricky is now like blackmailing Daisy saying that she has to pay his rent for, I don't know, for that. So what happened is when Daisy and Daniel moved into the garret, Ricky... Took over the apartment like it's being sublet.
Yeah, right.
And
sublet for $1.
Right across the hall from Eden, who he had also hooked up with.
Yeah.
And she had been living with them.
Yeah, and and Eden had said, you know, I've done the friends with benefits thing and the hooking up randomly, and I'm kind of done with it.
Because she has feelings for Daniel.
Right.
Yeah.
And Ricky wasn't happy to hear it, but he wasn't going to fight for her either, because he's just like, yeah, whatever, you're a random hooker.
Well, and I think Eden was just starting to get an inkling that he's creepy.
That he's, yeah, that there was something not quite right there.
Because when he started getting into Daisy's apartment, like subletting, Eden came home and she saw him getting in, and she went, didn't you get all your stuff already? And he went, I'm your new neighbor. And she was like, oh, okay.
Awesome.
Oh, awkward. And then she was like home alone, and he used his old key to just walk in.
Yeah.
And she was like, what are you doing here? Cool. And he didn't, it was
kind of
like.
He never really said what he was after.
Because she went, the door was locked, and then he locked it behind himself, like, and now it is again. Like, he was like trapping her inside, and it was weird.
Yeah.
And then he left.
And then, then it didn't go anywhere.
But it was like this weird intimidation
You're weird and creepy
thing.
Yeah. For the sake of being weird and creepy. Okay, cool.
Totally. And so then in the meantime, Paul meets with, or he hears that Ricky's ex-girlfriend killed herself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he meets with the girl's best friend or ex-roommate
best
or something.
Roommate, something like that, yeah. I think best friend.
And they kind of have a conversation about, because he feels bad for Ricky. Oh, poor Ricky.
He says, has such a hard life, and I wasn't there for him as a father, and his mom is crazy.
Now I'm going to snoop around at his past life.
Right.
Okay, naturally.
Yeah.
I'm going to see what his favorite ice cream flavor is.
Right. But finds out that the friend suspects strongly that Ricky killed her.
Uh-huh.
It's like, she would never kill herself.
Yeah.
He killed her. I can't prove it.
Uh-huh.
But I totally, and Paul, of course, immediately says, yeah, you're right.
He kind of does.
I totally believe you, strange girl that I've never met before, as opposed to my son.
But then he goes and he meets somebody else, too, somebody else who knew her. And the other person says kind of the same thing. And at this point, like, he even talks about how Ricky's eyes are, like, lifeless or something like that. And
he's dead inside.
And how he's just a liar.
Mm-hmm.
He is just a liar.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, and lies that are easily disproven.
Yeah.
It's like he's a dumb liar.
But I think he's just, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
Yeah. Oh, what? So you caught me in a lie.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah, exactly. So Cricket rolls into town on some sort of federal agent business.
God, what is with her? She's like a bad penny. Every once in a while, she just randomly shows up for an episode and a half and then make a big deal of it.
She might stick around a little bit.
Really?
Well, maybe not a little, because whatever. Danny is back.
Mm-hmm.
They just showed him a little bit with Phyllis today, because Phyllis is like, I can't believe Daniel married Daisy. Mm-hmm.
You need to kind of do
something crazy.
About it. She's crazy. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know you don't remember those days, but that is pretty much exactly what Phyllis did. And
right.
So Danny was basically saying, like, I kind of get where Daniel's coming from, because I did it too.
Mm-hmm.
And Phyllis did not appreciate
totally different.
The correlation.
This is different.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, but Danny and Cricket were like a total, like the hot item, you know, back in the 90s.
Okay.
And so seeing them in the same episode, really? But not interacting yet, uh-huh. was like, oh.
They're going to run into each other at the coffee
happen.
Shop.
Yes, totally.
And run off together.
There's no way that they could have the two of them in town and not reunite a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. So I'm thinking next week, maybe.
Okay.
Anyway, so Cricket is hanging out with Paul, though, and Paul's like, I think Ricky's a killer, and
mm-hmm.
she's like, really? You know,
how can you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, I have all this evidence.
And they kind of talk about, you know, Ricky's mom, Isabella, and
mm-hmm.
I think they come to the conclusion together.
Her.
Yeah, I think she will be back.
I don't think so, but
I swear,
so.
It's so hard.
I know
you said so.
You
know what the worst part is? I bought another Soap Opera Digest,
mm-hmm.
like, last Sunday, and I brought it to work with me, like, I'm going to read this on my lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
And I still haven't even cracked it open. Like, it's still sitting in my purse. I've been so busy.
Actually working.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Shocking. But, so I was hoping to glean some new, maybe they talk
maybe
about that.
Maybe some summer interest.
Yeah,
stories.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, let me know.
Maybe next time. So, I don't know, Ricky's crazy.
Yeah.
I think that's the bottom line.
That's, yeah. That's the
but I do like a crazy man.
Yeah, and I think he's doing a good job with it.
Yeah.
You know, the actor's doing fine.
At first I didn't like him because I was like, remember, I was like, is he gay?
Right, yeah, you were really convinced that he was super gay.
No, he's crazy.
Yeah, no, he's insane. Okay, that's fun.
I knew something was different.
Oh, nice.
Well, I mean, it is different
yeah,
on this
it
show.
Is.
It's
oh,
a,
I know.
You can't be, I mean, look at Rafe. You know,
mm-hmm.
he's going.
No, I can't because he's never on the
I
show.
I know, right?
You know, God forbid they bring in any lesbians. I'm just
well,
saying, still, Eden and Abby.
I'm remembering
Dream
Detective
couple,
Maggie,
right?
You know.
Oh, Maggie. and who was Neil's old wife?
Drew?
No. After
Karen.
Drew.
Karen.
Yeah. Karen and Maggie. Could
yeah.
be a power couple. But
totally.
No. See, if I was writing the show, it would be all lesbians all the time.
Could you add an Asian in there, too, maybe?
Yes. Okay, fine.
Because the diversity of this show is...
not diverse.
Sadly lacking.
Diversity is white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's, like, one thing with this show where it's, like... I know they're getting, like, awards for, like, Devon and Lily,
mm-hmm.
and it's,
yeah.
like...
Oh, speaking of which, it's not on the board, but I would just want to put in there, you know,
yes.
kudos to Wynard. They got 16 Daytime Emmy Award nominations.
Oh, really? I didn't even
yeah,
look.
Yeah, they got a ton of them.
Well, because there's only, like, four shows.
That's true. I
Every year, their odds kind of go
they,
up.
Yeah, that they will have to get all of them, won't they?
Yeah, I mean, I don't watch Bold and the Beautiful,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I know people who do, and they enjoy the show,
yeah.
so...
Okay.
You know, and there's, like, lots of other characters who used to be on YNR.
Yeah, and I know that General Hospital picked up a bunch of the All My Children people. But characters intact.
So, I guess we haven't really talked about, but All My Children went online, right?
That's what I heard that they were going to do. I have not looked in to see whether or not they actually did it.
Well, that's going to be my...
That'll be your goal
this
for
week,
the week.
I will do it.
Okay.
I will figure out, is it successful? Did it happen?
Yeah.
Is the show different?
My impression is that it's not, because I go to the ABC site fairly frequently because I'm addicted to Once Upon a Time.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like if All My Children was a successful,
no, I think
they
another,
would be promoting it.
I think another
ABC,
a cable network
picked it up
to do it online.
Okay.
So.
All right. Report back in 2 weeks.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Let's...
I'm like looking at what I've written here on our whiteboard.
I'm looking at the board that's very vain. It's a slut. Okay. She's well, not, though. She's just opportunistic.
Oh, my God. I cannot stand Eden. Like, I... Really? Oh, my gosh.
I wish that Eden had more screen time because her character is so boring.
She is the most pathetically lame person to me. She's like a reality TV star to me. Somebody who goes around like, oh, poor me, I'm anorexic, moo, like I have to go to rehab, but then like sleeps around with everybody because she still doesn't have any self-respect. And
yeah,
like
she's well-rounded.
Makes out with, you know, like makes out with Daniel. Anyway. It's like, oh, poor Eden because Daniel's really married. But at the same time, like, she asked for it. Like,
and she didn't know.
She didn't know, but at the same time, it's that whole, why buy the cow when you can get the sex for free? You know what I mean.
Yes, I do. Well, somebody's got to be the town whore. Why not Eden? She's got nothing better to
because
do.
Because I like the town whore to rock their hornets.
Oh,
I feel
I
like
she's just the sad.
Kinda, you know, like Diane, you know, like Diane owned it. Yeah. Or like even Sharon, you know, like.
During her three in a week.
It was like, in a way, it was kind of like, yeah, go
Sharon. This is American feminism. Yeah. As opposed to Eden, who is just sad.
Yeah, it's like, oh, poor me. I'm alone. I don't have any friends. And the only way I can get any attention is like.
Any validation is by sleeping with anyone.
Yeah, or, and like, I'm going to starve myself because, like, oh, I'm so tortured inside. Like,
are they doing the anorexia storyline still? I thought that
no, but I don't know. That's like part of her background, right? Okay. Yeah. I don't think she's fine. I don't know. Maybe. Because even like. With Noah being back, they're going to talk. I'm sure they're going to have a moment with, like, Noah and Eden. Like, you know, how you been?
We finally have
how
to talk about
been?
This. Oh, you want to go to dinner? Oh, never mind.
Exactly. I don't know. Okay. I just don't like her. And, I, you know, like, me
I
being
no
touchy.
Had I don't know. Like, I'm over about
it.
This.
I have never liked anybody who played Eden.
All of the Edens have been uniformly bad actors.
And they're all
that's
different,
true.
You know?
Yeah, they're differently bad.
I don't know, I just don't. Whatever.
I want this one to succeed, though. I want her to get a storyline that's interesting, even if it is the town slut.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who has an interesting story,
I want her to start her prostitution
like.
Ring. I want her to be, you know, the official...
The high-class hooker?
Yeah. Not even so much high-class. Middle class is fine, you know? But as long as she's doing it, you know, to pay off her student loans or her rehab bill or whatever.
I don't think she believes in loans because she grew up in an ashram.
Yeah. You know, why don't they have her embrace the free love?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, part of that growing up. And why don't they acknowledge that maybe that's why she's got all of these other issues? She didn't have clear boundaries. Oh, okay.
But, and she, speaking of Eden being a slut, she slept with Kyle,
who's
which,
now old enough.
Yeah,
to
for
sleep
those
with.
Who haven't seen the show, might be like, "Whoa, what?
That is like to sleep with a middle
that's
schooler."
Beyond
is not okay.
That's beyond
slutty. That's full on illegal.
Molesting. Yeah, yeah. No, Kyle has returned completely aged up.
Way
to,
aged up.
What do you think? 26?
25 or 6? Yeah. But see, that would put him at what you're saying is roughly Abby's age. He's not Abby's
so now
age. He's younger
cousins.
Than Abby's age.
But you know, they aged up Abby too.
Yeah, true.
So I think he was supposed to be her younger cousin and not like they aged her up, but they never aged up Kyle. Right? So they're at least like they've
now
slid
within
him
the 4 or 5 year range.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I have to say, I love the new Kyle. I love his bitterness and angst.
Yeah, I like
his leather jacket.
I like his attitude.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, every time Nikki comes in the room, he just looks like he wants to punch her.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
Totally.
So,
yeah,
kind
right?
of. I mean, yes, it was self-defense when Nikki killed his mother, but still.
I agree.
You would have those emotions, I would think.
I think so, too. Now, the thing is, though, is that... Like, we knew he went away. He went to hockey camp, and now he's back. But suddenly he's working for Victor, and it's like...
Yeah, that makes sense.
What? It makes sense? Like, they don't talk about him going to college or anything. It's just
one
like...
assumes that
he
was...
went away.
Yeah, he went away, and now he's come back with a business degree.
Okay.
And he was, you know, Victor's stepson for a while. They had close relationships. So it does make sense that he would come to town and his former stepdad would say, oh, come work for me. No sweat. I got a million jobs.
And he loves a good bitter rogue character to mm-hmm. take under his wing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the Adam he never had.
Yeah. So. Well, and I think they've really styled Kyle a lot like Adam. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh,
I totally. Look at him, I look at Kyle, and I think he looks like Adam's little brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, definitely.
You know, maybe there's some parallels. I don't mm-hmm. know.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. but I like that he's back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that he's got some twists to him.
Yeah.
There's some depth. It's not just...
ex-happy Kyle, who was right. like, I'm oh, going God. To hockey camp.
Everything's wonderful. I love
Thanks,
everyone.
Dad.
Yeah. Thank God that kid is gone.
They sent him to Canada, and he came back
bare. A man.
They should do that every time they have some...
Right. When the kid hits the awkward years.
Yeah. Send him to Canada.
They're going to Canada camp.
Yeah.
So, now, Noah has been back in the past week or so.
Yeah.
And he has been so funny because he's looking at Nick and Phyllis and being pregnant and just going, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Because Noah's always been the one that's grounded.
Right.
Like, realizing his parents are...
messed up yeah. beyond any help.
Yeah. Because we didn't talk about the fact that Sharon and Victor are now an item.
Yeah.
Victor dumped Genevieve real fast once he got Beauty of Nature under mm-hmm. his... I don't even know. Like,
wing?
It's like...
purview?
I guess he purchased it.
Yeah.
Right? But...
and incorporated into his empire.
He was getting a lot of flack. She was getting a lot of flack. And, you know, they're doing mm-hmm. that whole, like, confidant thing. And
right.
suddenly Sharon just went, you know what? I really like you, yeah. and I like being with you, and blah, 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 and Victor, you know, has always...
Ooh, has always listened to that kind
yeah,
of talk.
Yeah, exactly. And
he... Meanwhile, but while that was going on, Nikki had hooked
oh,
up with
yeah.
Jack.
Yeah.
And so he knew that Nikki was kind of off the table for...
Yeah. And he's disgusted that she went to Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sharon, I just love this because we've been waiting so long for Sharon and Victor to be together.
Right.
And they did get married like in January mm-hmm. when Victor
right.
was in jail.
Yeah.
But that wasn't like it is now where it's
right.
like
now they're
Victor's
like
romancing having, her.
Yeah. And it's the scenes that I've seen,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's funny. I was watching this just going, huh, they have no chemistry together
they don't
at
really.
All.
No.
And we've been wanting this for so many years and now I'm seeing, and now I'm getting what I wanted. And it was like, no, that's not what I wanted.
Because I don't think this is long-term by any means.
Mm-mm.
Like,
no.
somebody was saying, you know, that she's not over Adam, and somebody was telling Adam he wasn't over Sharon,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. And even, like, Sharon and Nick shared, like, a look
mm-hmm.
on Cassie Day.
Yeah. Oh, God, Cassie Day.
Yeah, you know, we're just not even going to talk about
yeah.
that. But, but I do like is that Victor is, like, whining and dining Sharon.
Yeah, and... you know, making her favorite foods for her.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, this is the finest champagne in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
She's just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
She's
Can I
like,
put some orange juice in this?
She's not, like, surprised by any of it.
No.
You know?
She
like,
just takes it as her due.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you date Victor Newman.
Exactly.
You
so
know.
I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. But I did like the scene where she... is doing the walk of shame, basically.
Yeah.
And goes into her house, and there's Noah standing there, and she's so embarrassed. And she's like, well, you know, I guess you realize I haven't been home all night.
And,
he's
and
like,
he thinks she's with Adam.
Yeah, she's and didn't care.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, so what? Your sex life is your own, and I really, really don't want to hear about it. She said, well, I was with your grandpa. And then he kind of did take a double take and just kind of went, whoa, what? And then you're like, of course you are. Whatever. Again,
yeah.
I don't want
yeah,
to
Yeah,
Noah's
just like, I don't, whatever. I'm going to go to Crimson Lights and shake this feeling off of me.
Right. Yes. I'm going to find the bottom of the glass.
Yeah. And then he has a conversation with Nick about it. And Nick's like trying to, you know, like, no, I know this is really strange. And Noah's just like, I don't want to talk about it. Like, can I focus on me?
Right.
And Nick's just like, now Sharon and Grandpa, you know, like.
Yeah.
Anyway. So.
You know, and I'm all for the May-December romance.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
I don't care who's the cougar, who's not, but.
Yeah.
The fact that they're just not clicking at
yeah.
all. It's, and I wonder if it's because they know each other for so long and the actors just can't quite...
I don't know.
Get over the, okay, this is really weird kissing you. But it's just not working at all.
It's not. Well, it's kind of like a father-daughter thing, too. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, he's always kind of been this protector.
Kind of a mentor.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
it's
whatever.
Not like when Serena
But they haven't had
around.
Sex yet.
Oh, I thought they had.
No.
Oh, God. Worse yet.
So they're taking it slow, right? And she, like, fell asleep on the couch.
Oh.
And that was her walk of shame day, so they still didn't even do it.
Oh, God. That's so sad.
Well,
you shouldn't have to do the walk of shame without the benefit of actually having had the sex.
Yeah, whatever. Well, even when she woke up on the couch, she woke up because Nick woke her up. Like, what are you doing on my dad's couch?
She didn't have the decency to have somebody carry her into a bedroom. There's like gotta be 50
No, he put a blanket on her because he didn't want to wake her up. But he even asked her later, did you sleep well? And she's like, I guess
so. On
the
couch, you ass.
Yeah, it's like
of course
that
I didn't sleep
Victorian
well.
Sofa.
Yeah.
It looks like it's as bony as possible.
Yeah, it's got no pillows at all.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Anyway.
Yeah, so much for the best champagne in the world.
Yeah.
Can't even take her to an actual bed.
Yeah.
That's just
know.
Sad.
So, did we cover it all?
I think we did.
All right.
Oh, no, we forgot to talk about Jack feeling stuff.
Oh, yeah, Jack does feel Jack. Stuff.
Not just in his heart for Nikki.
Yeah.
Which is... It's gross, right?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as we're on the same page, Jack and Nikki are gross together.
Yeah.
They're so schmoopy, schmarmy. No, I love you. No, I love you. Ugh.
Well, and he proposed to her.
And of course she said yes.
Because they, like, broke it off. She was like, we can't see each other. And he was like, I know, it's bothering Kyle. And then the next day he proposes. And she's like, of course I'll marry you.
So Kyle could just suck it up.
Yeah, pretty much. So, there's one day, right after physical therapy, Jack feels his toe.
He saw his toe move.
Yes. Yeah. Something like that. And,
they did all the tests, and when everyone came running...
The surgeon was like, you know, I'm sorry.
Not so much.
This is like that phantom limb thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And basically, like, dashes all of Jack's hopes.
Yeah.
But then, like... A couple days later, he's at home, and he feels it again.
Well, because the housekeeper stepped on his foot, which that was kind of ingenious. It was like, oh, I'm so sorry I stepped on your foot. And then she's like, oh, well, never mind. And he's like, no, I actually felt that.
Yeah. So Sarge comes over. He calls Sarge. She doesn't call anybody else. Like,
yeah,
okay.
Medical professional.
Right yeah, now. And Sarge is, like, feeling his foot, and Jack's like, I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Sarge gets all excited.
And he said he's going to order more tests.
Yeah.
So
you know, he's been paralyzed for what? A couple months? Now he's better? Basically?
Well, I don't think this is better.
He'll walk down the aisle.
But this is the road to recovery. Oh, God. What's wrong with you? You call the lame spoilers. Like, spoilers that, like, I don't need to know. Like, you're right.
But it's so obvious.
Yeah, it is obvious.
You know? There'll be lots of huffing and puffing, but...
Yeah, you're right. So I'm sure by the end of summer, he'll probably be up,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, he'll be running again.
And yet, here I am. This is 10 weeks since surgery, and I am certainly not running.
No. But you can go up and down the stairs.
F you, Jack.
Should I step on your foot?
Maybe right. Maybe I just need a physical therapist named Sarge.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think that was the key component.
Yeah. So, all right. I think that's it.
So we're waiting to see if something happens this summer.
Yeah.
You know?
Hopefully
something interesting and fun.
Yeah. So.
I want them to go to the fair again.
Yes. Well.
That's not until fall.
Yeah, that's kind of like harvest time.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there'll be somebody's got to die or get pregnant or something. So don't forget to go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com, or leave us a comment on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Just find us the Young and the Restless Recap. And we'll see you next time.
Alrighty, bye-bye.